Barstool Sports Dave Portnoy calls out Vice reporter for lies and slander. By Penny Starr on January 28, 2021. Dave Portnoy, the no-holds-barred founder of Barstool Sports, is calling out a reporter who he said lied about him mocking Dana lying. An NWHL player with the Boston Pride whose career was ended after suffering a severe spinal cord injury in 2015. Marissa and Jemmy made the claim in an article published on the Vice website. On Tuesday night, Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy tweeted a video riddled with inaccuracies and mocking the devastating, career-ending injury suffered by Dana Lying in the league's first season of the league in 2015. The NWHL honors Lying every year with an award, and her number is retired by the Boston Pride. Portnoy also expressed a desire for Tinker, Soroya Tinker, a rookie on the Riveters, who wrote, "We, as a league, do not want support from any openly racist platform," in a tweet in which she accused Barstool of promoting white supremacy, to be jailed. Portnoy was quick to point out that Jemmy's accusations were false. "I always say when people attack Barstool Sports that they pull things out of context. They make things up," Portnoy said in a video posted on Wednesday on Twitter. "They lie through their teeth, and then when we call them for it, they're nowhere to be found. I also say it's the same group of small writers who are at the genesis of all of these trash hit pieces," Portnoy said, adding that people have said he should avoid targeting female reporters. "No, no, no, if you publicly lie, slander, and do everything they do, you're fair game," Portnoy said. "Sorry." Portnoy denied he mocked Lying and said that, in fact, Barstool Sports contributed funds to help her. He also posted a short trailer of a documentary on Lying that the company produced. The article criticized Barstool readers as well, referring to the historically xenophobic, racist, and homophobic audience associated with Barstool. Jemmy also criticized Eric Nardini, the CEO of Barstool Sports. "Above all, it falls to Barstool, and to the CEO who's attempted to ironically own criticisms of her as a token female CEO overseeing a platform built on misogyny and harassment of women by hosting something called Token CEO," Jemmy wrote, citing her podcast. "Don't let these people get away with it," Portnoy said. "Don't let them get away with their lies and slander." Portnoy said this is not the first time Jemmy has targeted Barstool Sports. He also called out another female sports reporter, Hamel Javeri, who has repeatedly slammed the site. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.